BBC News with Gaynor Howells. Opposition supporters in the Iranian capital Tehran are holding another massive rally against the re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Government supporters have also held a rally in the city. From Tehran, John Lyne reports.
Eyewitnesses, including a reporter for the state-run Press TV station, say a huge opposition rally has gathered in North Tehran. It's not organised, and it's not clear if any opposition leaders will attend. New restrictions imposed by the government mean that foreign reporters are not allowed to attend opposition rallies. But one eyewitness told me that he believed there were more people, even than yesterday's huge rally, which was attended by hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of opposition supporters. Another rally of government supporters was held in central Tehran. From the television pictures, the size was not clear, but it does not appear to have been on the scale of the opposition gatherings.
Earlier, Iran's powerful Guardian Council said it was willing to recount votes queried by the opposition after Friday's presidential election. The main opposition challenger, Mir Hossein Mousavi, has called for the entire election to be rerun, and his supporters say a recount would be meaningless because they suspect that millions of ballots have disappeared. The UN World Food Programme is warning that it's run out of food to provide for 9 million Ethiopians who rely on its assistance. The WFP says the port of Djibouti is seriously congested and there's little prospect of fresh supplies arriving for the next 5 or 6 months. Martin Plaut reports.
The Ethiopian government has prioritised the delivery of fertiliser to try to increase the next harvest. But even when the grain gets through, the WFP says there's an acute shortage of trucks, with the Ethiopian authorities preventing the WFP from bringing its own trucks in from Sudan. The border conflict with neighbouring Eritrea means Ethiopia is unable to use the natural ports of Asab and Massawa. Meanwhile, millions of breastfeeding mothers, children and refugees will go desperately short of food.
The Swedish carmaker Saab is to be sold by its American parent company General Motors. The buyers are a consortium led by the Swedish sports car manufacturer Koenigsegg. GM has been trying to sell off some of its international subsidiaries as it faces severe financial problems in the US. Rodney Smith reports.
This is a solution to a 20-year-old problem that's likely to please Scandinavians. Saab was losing money before GM bought 50% of it in 1989. GM was accused regularly of failing to invest sufficiently in its new and ultimately wholly owned brand while trying to force Saab's quirky vehicles into the pattern of its own European models. Koenigsegg's reputation is built on high-tech innovation. It's reported in Sweden to be planning an innovative electric car called the Quant, and for which the Saab plant could be ideal.
You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Officials in Indonesia say they fear there's little hope for more than 30 miners who remain buried underground after a gas explosion in a coal mine in West Sumatra. 9 people are known to have died in the blast and 32 others remained trapped deep below the surface without access to ventilation or safety equipment. Yemen is offering a reward for information that could lead to the capture of kidnappers believed to have killed at least 3 foreign hostages. The governor of the region in North Yemen, where the hostages were seized on Friday, has offered $25,000. There's still uncertainty about the fate of 6 other foreigners, including 3 children. The British government has announced plans to upgrade the country's digital infrastructure to make sure all sections of society benefit from it. The cost will be met by a monthly levy on fixed telephone lines. The government also confirmed that the licence fee paid by people in Britain to finance the BBC might be shared with other broadcasters to pay for local news services and possibly children's programmes. Torin Douglas has more detail.
The report sets out far-reaching plans to upgrade Britain's digital infrastructure and ensure all sections of society share in the benefits. A basic broadband service, able to show video online, will be extended to all areas, and much faster broadband made widely available. Unlawful file sharing of music and videos will be curbed first with written warnings and then by reducing or suspending internet access for repeat infringers.
The Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has met the head of the country's army amid reports of an alleged military plot to destabilise his party. Details of the alleged plot were contained in a document published in the Taraf newspaper suggesting the military had drawn up secret plans to discredit Mr. Erdogan's AK party, which has Islamist roots, along with an influential religious movement. BBC